kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Healthy Pinoy. Ngayong balik eskwela na dahil sa pagtatapos ng lockdown, marami sa mga magulang ang nagiging maingat para sa kanilang mga anak. At ngayong umaga sa Healthy Pinoy, kasama ulit natin si Dr. Angelica Lugarte Scott at ating pag-uusapan kung paano ba mapapalakas ang immunity ng mga kabataan laban sa COVID-19 ngayong balik eskwela na. Magandang araw sa iyo, Doc!
Magandang araw, Claudette, and magandang araw sa lahat ng ating mga listeners ngayon.
Ayan, Doc. I'm sure nakaka-relate ka sa ating topic ngayon, no? Kasi ikaw ay isang ina din. And in a few weeks' time, magkakaroon ng big adjustment ang mga parents, pati na rin ang mga kabataan dahil back to face-to-face classes na yung iba, no? So, Doc, could you give us 5 tips, Doc, kung paano pwedeng i-strengthen ang immunity ng mga kabataan laban sa COVID-19?
Okay, of course, Claudette, there are several ways that we can help strengthen the immune system of our kids. So number one dito is, you know, alam naman natin, eating a well-balanced diet, yung mga consist of fruits and vegetables, proteins, and healthy carbohydrates. Kasi yung mga fruits and vegetables, mayaman sila sa mga vitamins and minerals, which can really help the immune system. Mm-hmm. Secondly is yung avoiding processed foods. Cut down yung mga refined sugar and junk foods. Kasi yung mga unhealthy diet, they can cause chronic inflammation, which can really affect the immune system of our kids. And of us as well. Mm. Thirdly is really ensuring that the kids are, or our children are getting good amount of sleep. Yung routine bedtime nila, this is really helpful to have a healthy circadian rhythm, which again boosts the immune system. So the body needs sleep in order to fight infection and regenerate as well. So during sleep, it is where the cell autophagy happens. So yung autophagy, it is a natural process when our body clears out the damaged cells and produce new ones. So number four is, of course, making sure na yung mga kids natin are up to date with their vaccinations at saka yung yearly flu vaccines. Fifth is making sure rin na they go for outdoor activities. Ang recommended talaga na outdoor activities or exercise activities for our kids is 1 hour of moderate and vigorous physical activity for kids from 5 to 18 years old. So it doesn't mean naman, Claudette, na straight talaga na 1 hour. You know, it can be divided into like 30 minutes here and 30 minutes there. So, basta at least 1 hour. So, we know exercise is very important. You know, it can help strengthen the bones, the muscles, help with the coordination, help with the function of our heart, lungs, and also it boosts our immune system and also maintain a healthy weight. Alam naman natin kung unhealthy yung weight, it can also affect your immunity. So, also, yung mga ano, may mga studies rin that shows that yung vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D, they help boost immune system. Pero I recommend food sources which are better than supplements. So if kids are eating healthy foods, then supplements should not be necessary. Pero yung mga kids who are picky eater, then supplements may help. So kung nag-outdoor activities na yung mga kids, obviously vitamin D, they can get that from the sun.
Good points yung ating mga tips, Doc, no? Himayin ko lang ng konti. So you mentioned about, you know, a balanced diet. Ano yung mga pagkain na pwede nang i-feed ng ating mga moms or parents sa kanilang mga anak?
Yeah, so in terms of healthy diet, so very important yung if they choose yung mga rich in zinc, yung mga meat, poultry, beans, and nuts, okay? So tapos importante rin yung if they give probiotics for the kids, yung mga yogurts and also yung mga Yakults, they also have probiotics, so very important for gut health. So yun namang mga fruits and vegetables. Basta, the idea is really making sure na colorful yung food. So merong iba-ibang colors, green, there's yellow, and and lots of fibers and really yung vegetables, because they're really important kasi marami silang mga nutrients, which is really important sa immune system ng mga bata.
Okay. So, Doc, when we talk about processed food, we're talking about yung mga hot dogs, bacon, junk food. Tama po ba?
Tama, oo. Mm-hmm. Tapos yun din mga refined sugar. Yung mga refined sugar, yung bang mga biscuits, yung mga chocolates, mm-hmm. yung mga ganon, which are really not good for the health of the kids.
Doc, how do we draw the line? Kasi di ba yung mga kids, they're into lollies, they're into hot dogs, yung mga ganong pagkain. Paano natin idodraw yung line na pwede kang kumain ng konti or talaga bang ipagbawal natin? Saan ba pwede lumugar ang mga parents when it comes to you, that part?
Oo, that's a very good question. Kasi as a parent myself, ang hirap namang ilugar na kasi these are the things that kids really like, you know? So I think give it in moderation.
Okay.
Yung hindi ang ano na natin idea niya is hindi naman free access all the time. You know, for example, they will have one dessert in a day, like for example, yung lollies pa or yung ice cream. As long as hindi naman all the time they eat. Maybe once a day it's good, as long as they're also keeping a healthy exercise, that's good because they can always burn it, diba? Ang mahirap doon is if they're having it 3-4 times a day or free access, at the same time they don't do exercise. So that's really the hard part. Pero if ma-cut down yung mga refined sugar and refined sweets and treats, then that would be good. Kung makatan, kung maintindihan naman ng mga kids na, for example, they give it as a treat or as a reward, then maganda din yon.
Mm-mm. So it's all about discipline and balance talaga when it comes to that.
Oo.
Okay. And Doc, you mentioned about outdoor activities at least 1 hour a day. Paano natin sila ma-motivate na mag-exercise? Is there a way?
I think ang important is you do it as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Because, we parents, we are the role model. You know, they see us. Now, if we do running, they also do running. Okay? So, sabihin nyo, all of you, siguro, mom and the kids or dad and the kids or the whole family go out. Okay, we're going to the park, and then siguro they can see the mom under that also doing jogging or exercise. Then the kids as well, they can run around or do biking. So important talaga encourage them and make a plan. Kasi minsan ang kids, they need planning. So sabihin, or tomorrow we will do ano ha, we'll go to the park or we'll go out tomorrow. Kasi gusto minsan mas maganda yung parang na-implant sa kanilang brain na they have a plan for tomorrow rather than yung bigla-bigla on the day na sabi, oh, lalabas tayo, and then they have other plans. Especially kung medyo older kids na, you know, they may have some other plans in their head or in their mind.
Yes. Yeah. Very good point, Doc. So plan ahead para din makaprepare yung mga kabataan, no? And finally, Doc, so many parents are really worried for the safety of their children against COVID-19 kasi, di ba, hindi naman talaga mawawala ang virus. Ano po yung health advice niyo sa mga parents?
Nakaka-relate talaga ako dyan, Claudette, because obviously, I have 2 kids as well. I have an 8-year-old and 11-year-old kids. So, maraming parents, including me, we have mixed emotions. Maraming worried. And some also, they're actually relieved as well. I have a lot of patients. Actually, they're relieved that finally homeschooling has ended or is about to end. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So a few advice. So firstly is, sinabi naman ng school or sinabi naman ng kids ko na sinabi daw sa kanila na wearing mask is recommended. It's not mandatory, but it is strongly encouraged. Mm-hmm. So it would be good, it's important kung maka-wear din ang mga kids ng mask, okay? It's always a good idea na to maintain yung ating hand hygiene and also yung social distancing. Just always remind them na not to be too close with each other sa school. Thirdly is for those who are 12 to 16 years old, it's good to get their vaccination done.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to improve the uptake for this age group. Kasi for example, doon sa UK, there has been a slow uptake for the age group, mga 12 to 16 years old. Mm-hmm. Thus, they have a higher rate of COVID-19 in those age groups. Mm-hmm. So, makikita talaga natin the benefits of vaccination is high compared to the risk, you know. We can reduce the risk of long COVID syndrome, yung parental infection, and also school absences. Yeah, another recommendation is yung lahat ng household members, they should get fully vaccinated. Mm. This is one way of protecting our kids who are not yet eligible for COVID vaccine. And finally, for parents who have children that suffers chronic illness, and I know they are extra worried, it would be great if they can have a good discussion with their doctor to discuss their concerns and also the risk of each child. Kasi hindi naman natin sure merong iba dyan with abnormalities with cystic fibrosis or Down syndrome or other things that they may want to discuss it with their doctor first before they start going to school. Overall, Claudette, it's really difficult to say at this time. It's really hard to say how it's going to be in the next few weeks. We know that the rate of infection with children is higher to those less vaccinated areas. Mm. So vaccination talaga is very important. Secondly, studies show that children are still at lower risk of contracting severe disease compared to other age group. This is because kasi yung immune system ng mga kids, they are very active and quick in response. And these are not observed in adults. Mas maganda yung immune system ng mga kids. For all the parents out there, it is normal to feel worried and mm-hmm. the feeling is completely valid. So remember that if we do all the right measures and also mitigate risk, hopefully the rates of COVID cases will slow down.
Very informative, Doc Angelica Lugarte Scott. Maraming salamat po sa mga tips na inyong ibinahagi. At laging tandaan na ang ating kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.